Oh, you're awake. Just in time. We have some things we have to talk about, my dear. You have been serving me for quite some time now, and I must say, I'm pleased with your progress. But there are some things that I'm unpleased with. First and foremost, your obedience. You must know, I expect nothing less than complete submission from you. I've noticed that sometimes you question my authority. Apologies aren't enough. You need to understand that I am your master, and your duty is to obey me without question. And secondly, I've noticed that you've been slacking off on your duties. Sorry doesn't cut it. You need to remember that I rely on you to take care of things when I'm not around. I need you to tell me that this won't happen again, and that you understand. Good. It better not. And finally, I need to remind you that your purpose is to serve me. You are not here for your own pleasure or desires. Perfect. That's what I like to hear. Remember, your only purpose in life is to make me happy. If you do that, I might consider rewarding you. Good. It's important to establish clear boundaries and rules. Do you have any questions about them? Good. And just to be clear, failure to comply with any of these rules will result in punishment. Do you understand? Excellent. Now, let's move on to your new duties as my servant. You will be responsible for maintaining the cleanliness of my chambers, attending to my needs, and accompanying me when I require it. You will also be responsible for providing me with sustenance. That means you will provide me with your blood. Don't worry, I won't drain you completely. You will remain alive and well, but weakened. It's a small price to pay for the honor of serving me. It will depend on my needs. It could be every day or every other few days. You will know when I require it. And remember, you agreed to all of this. I did not find you or capture you. You came up to me. One final thing. You are not allowed to leave my chambers without permission. Is that clear? Good. That is all regarding your duties. Now, I think it's time I share a bit of my history with you. Once upon a time, I was human, like you. That's right. I was once just as weak as you, just as fragile. I was a woman of a wealthy family in medieval Europe. But one night, I was attacked by a vampire and left for dead. As I lay there dying, the vampire who attacked me returned and offered me a choice. Die a human, or live forever as a vampire. I chose to live, of course. I don't know why they cared, to be honest. Looking back today, I probably wouldn't give a flying fuck if I was them. Now, in order to become so powerful, it took centuries of learning and perfecting my skills. I traveled the world, learning everything I could about my new existence. With time, I became a master of combat, seduction, and strategy. Now, if you're wondering how I built my empire. My empire was built through careful planning and manipulation. I allied myself with other vampires and used their power and influence to build my own. I now rule over a vast network of vampires and humans alike. I managed to stay in power by being ruthless and smart. I never let anyone underestimate me or my abilities. And I always have a backup plan in case something goes wrong. Fear is a powerful tool, my darling, but respect is just as important. My empire would not exist without it. My transformation was not a choice. It was a matter of survival. I was in shock and terrified of what had become of me. It took me months to control my thirst and to learn how to use my powers. Yes, me, terrified. I was not the same person as I am today. But eventually, I became stronger than any vampire I had met. And it will stay like that. That I can guarantee you and everyone else. I want you to also remember that as my loyal servant, you are greatly protected by me here. Nobody has the right to touch you, hurt you, or give you any orders. You are mine, nobody else's. Now, that does not mean that you can talk reckless behind my back or anything. If someone hurts you for no reason, I will personally fuck them up. They all know it. But if they hurt you for a good reason, that I cannot help. Understand? I don't want you to embarrass me. I will not tolerate any of that. I don't want you to act up just because you're protected. If something like that were to ever happen, you would be risking much more than just leaving me forever. I hope you realize what I'm trying to say here. Good. Remember, my kind are feared and hunted by humans and by other vampires. We do not need fights in our own little world here. If you ever caused my empire any trouble, I would not hesitate to take care of it right away. We must stay strong to survive. I have everything I could ever want right now. Power, wealth, respect. And you, my dear slave. Don't ruin it. You have a comfortable life, with food and shelter provided for you. And in return, all I ask is your obedience. Always remember, your life is in my hands. You know, there is someone I do fear. Just one vampire. His name is Vladislav. He is the oldest and most powerful vampire in existence. He's been around for centuries, and his powers are unmatched. I know I've said I'm the most powerful, and yes, I am, but not in that sense. I have other abilities that he doesn't have that can give me great advantage. But he can control other vampires' minds, move at an incredible speed, and he's nearly indestructible. He's exactly like one of the monsters that the shows and TV show you. He's also very, very smart. And I believe he's been plotting against me for a long time. I've been studying him for years, trying to figure out his weaknesses. But he's a formidable opponent. I'm not sure if I can defeat him on my own. What? No, you cannot do anything. It is far too dangerous for a weak human like you. You would be useless. At worst, he could capture you to gain more energy from your blood. Plus, you've already risked so much by becoming my servant. I can't put you in any more danger. All I know is I won't let him destroy what I've built. I'll do whatever it takes to protect my empire. Even if it means facing Vladislav head on. I must be very careful. That's why you're my eyes and ears in the human world. You'll let me know if you hear anything about Vladislav or his plans. And that's the only thing you can and must do to help me. I need to know that I can count on you. Good. You must not disappoint me. Oh. Did that scare you? Don't worry. Although we are pretty high in the sky right now, we are protected. Nothing will happen to our castle. I love storms. The thunder, the lightning, the rain. It's all so exhilarating. Just like the movies tell you, the sun's rays are lethal to us vampires. That's why we sleep during the day and only come out at night. For some reason, I don't mind. When I became a vampire, it almost became natural to me to have a dislike for bright light and sunny vibes. I like to keep everything dark now. Dark red, dark blue, black. I don't know why that happened, but I don't care that much. Silver can be dangerous to us as well. It won't kill us, but it can burn our skin and weaken us temporarily. That's why I always wear gloves made of silver-threaded fabric when I leave. Now let's talk about rewards that I've mentioned earlier. Like I said, you will be rewarded for your obedience quite regularly. I think you will love what I have in mind for today. Yes, you will be rewarded today, my dear slave. I think it will be a shock to you, but definitely not anything you've never thought about before. Before I even say what it is, I would like to tell you that I knew that that was one of the big reasons why you wanted to serve me. You have to remember that my senses are very strong, and I can read your mind. I could have called you a fool and punished you for thinking about me in that way, but I didn't mind at all. Mainly because, for a human, you are rather cute. I must say, it even turned me on, reading some of the dirty thoughts you had about me. But perhaps what was the cutest out of all this, you thought I would be submissive to you. That was my exact reaction. I just laughed at it. Just to think about it. A weak human bending me over and fucking me? That's just so backwards. But I understand. I mean, you're only a man. What can you do? Take off your clothes for me. I will show you the correct way to fantasize about your powerful mistress. No. No, you don't. You don't have my permission. That's an order. Strip down for me. Quickly. I will give you a preview to the fun we could have together. If you continue to be loyal and useful to me. That's it. Now, lay down on your back for me. perfect. Now, touch yourself. I don't want you to question anything. Just do what I tell you. Good slave. I want you to stare at me and jerk off to me shamelessly. Yes. Like that. Slowly at first. That's right. I know you're excited, but don't get ahead of yourself. Even a reward for you is more about me than it is about you. Remember that. Yeah. Keep stroking. You know, since I've noticed you staring at my ass quite often, why don't I... Yeah. Bet you like that, don't you? Men are so simple. Look at how much harder you've gotten for me. Stroke it faster for me. Don't forget about the balls, too. I want to see you play with them. Oh, yeah. That's kind of hot. They look like they're so full of cum. You would probably love to blow a big load all over me, wouldn't you? Don't even think about it. That is still very, very far in your dream future. Notice, I'm not saying that it's never going to happen. Just like me touching you. Just like me going all the way, fucking you. Who knows? Maybe one day, I would find myself riding your hard cock. Letting you come inside me. It would depend on how good of a slave you are for me from now on. Oh, that excites the shit out of you, doesn't it? Yeah. Stroke it really hard now. Fuck. Think what it would be like to fuck me. Stroke it fucking hard for me. Jerk it until you feel like you're about to come. Don't stop. Show me what you got. Yeah. Yes. I'll give you a countdown. When I say one, you will come for me. Understand? Here we go. 5 4 3 2 Now hold it. Do not come unless you hear me say it. You understand? Jerk off to me some more. Come on. I love watching how eager you are. You want me to say it so bad, don't you? Oh. Okay. Are you ready? Here we... No, I'm just kidding. Stop. Hands off. Stop jerking it You're not allowed anymore. Did you actually think I was going to let you come already? Silly human. You need to prove yourself to me first. Now, put your clothes back on and hear me out. You will continue to be loyal and obedient for me, and I will let you come. And we will do more next time, too. I want that to be one of your motivations. Got it? Okay, now come with me. I want you to feel the rain with me outside.